Time for speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. I got a medical joke sent in from Margaret in Chicago. She said, call me Margaret in Chicago. Okay, Margaret, thank you. Dave Hill in Jackson, Michigan. Thanks for the joke you sent in. Floyd in Crown Point and Fran and Morris. Thank you for the jokes. Marilyn McNichols in Algonquin. Jeff Jaster, who has reminded us so many times that he's from Arlington Heights, the future home of the Chicago Bears. The Debbie from Palatine signed off her joke with, from the town next to Jeff Jaster and the new home of the Chicago Bears. And Steve Paul sent us a joke, and Pete Hansen in Milwaukee. Thank you. Alex in Willowbrook. George Clements sent us a joke from Augusta, Georgia. Susan Butchko says, still swinging for the fence, wrote Tom from Gallatin, Tennessee. Got a joke from Mike Rago in Edgebrook. He wrote, King John, last week, the joke I sent in about the prostate exam received a majority of votes on Friday for being the best joke of the week. This is rare for a joke to get a majority of the votes on Friday. I think there should be some sort of prize, some type of recognition if a joke achieves that feat. I'm going to run that by the Speed Joke Submission Committee. If you get more than half of the votes for Joke of the Week, should you get a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug? Normally, we give it to somebody randomly.
Well, I mean, I think you should be proclaimed Joke of the Week. Official proclamation, maybe a certificate.
Kessler, what do you think? Man, Bob just stepped
give
away.
Him a mug. Give him a mug.
I think we'll do that.
That's a good way to determine a mug.
That'll be the third rule for speed jokes.
Yes.
So we'll still randomly give one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get more than half of the votes from the gang on Joke of the Week, you get the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug as well. Sounds good?
As long as the judges are susceptible to bribes.
I asked an employee at the hardware store, what's the best product to clean a greasy oven? She said, ammonia cleaner. I said, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you worked here.
The clown's bakery failed.
What happened, Dave?
He gave everyone the crepes.
Question, when a billionaire dies, who inherits their senators? When people are sad, I let them color in my tattoos. Sometimes all people need is a shoulder to cry on. I hear the network's developing a new television show called How to Build a Sex Room. First episode, Finding a Stud. Rumor is the WGN is going to fire the on-air personality with the worst posture.
Uh-huh.
And I have a hunch it's me. I found a hat with $37.50 in it. And I thought this other guy was going to pick it up, but he was too busy juggling. Hey, Dave, I've got some summer reading for you.
That's okay, John. I've got plenty of books.
Try this book, Dave. Mm-hmm. Swimming the English Channel by Francis Neer.
Thanks.
Or how about this one? Taming Wild Cats by Claude Face. How about The Art of Button Making by Zipporah Broken?
I don't know many people named Zipporah.
He goes by Zippy. I got another joke for you, Dave.
Oh, good.
Here, read this one. Mm-hmm. The Naughty Schoolboy by... Hey, Dave, read this book.
Yes.
The Naughty Schoolboy by Enid Spanking.
I don't know many people named Enid or Spanking.
I couldn't afford an Ancestry DNA kit, so I just announced that I won the lottery. And and early this morning, my neighbor banged on the wall. It was 4:20 in the morning. Can you believe that? Luckily, I was still up playing my trombone. He said, hey, can we get a little respect? And I said, well, I'm not an Aretha fan, but here goes.